Councillor Neil Colin McGill asked, but you're down here at the down where the ambulance are in Letterkenny, where they're protesting. You know, I suppose, what do you make of it?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is fair dues to all the workers. Workers that are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a service that is there when people are at the most vulnerable and when they're so sick. There's not a family right around the whole county or the 26 counties that hasn't been affected or been grateful for the service that the staff here brings. Full support to the trade union, and shame on the government for not negotiating a deal way before 8 o'clock this morning, so these women and men could get on with their work. It's what they're passionate about, it's what they do on a daily basis. And for us ourselves, myself and Coleor McGee can talk for himself, but we're out here to give them their full support. I'll be going around to a number of the strike sites today, but again, I would call on the government to sit down, negotiate with the trade union leaders and stop this nonsense and forcing hard workers who are committed to their trade, to their work, onto the picket line when they should be out working, looking after those vulnerable in our community. That's where they want to be at. This is when you're a paramedic, that is what you want to be doing. You want to be out there, you want to be making sure that those who are more vulnerable and are needed in our community, that they're looking after them. But the government has forced them onto the picket line, and that is unacceptable. All you have to do is stay here for 2 minutes and you can see clearly the public support that is for our paramedics, and fair play to all the workers.
And Councillor McGee, is it much the same sentiment? You know, I suppose you would have been hearing from the people here on the ground who are out on the picket line.
Absolutely. These guys here, these are not just general workers. These guys here are professionals, highly educated, with master degrees, all sorts of different levels of education. Like, these are not regular workers. These are the people that we depend on, whether you're in a car accident, whether you're an elderly person at home and you wait on these people. These are the people that can save lives. And yet again, what we see is these are standing, and we're standing alongside them in solidarity at the side of a road. Now, we're always getting used to this. This is what the government makes the ordinary people in Ireland do, go to the streets to get parity. Parity. These people should be paid treble of what they're doing. These are the frontliners, the ones that have to face the most traumatic scenes that anybody should ever come across. Like. So I stand completely in solidarity with each and every one of them. Absolutely.